Hello once again. Damn, I hadn't had the intro prepared, but I lost it. Once again, this is User Commentary with Jack Banjo and
Lacuna Noir. We're in our new digs. We finally got the fish tank set up.
Yes, and we plopped down old Lacuna in front of the big TV.
Yay, I'm finally allowed to watch movies again.
So now we can sit down and do another lovely show for you, the viewers at home.
Yay!
You should have prepared a copy of Fright Night. We're on the title screen. You should have it squared
the
away.
The new Fright Night, not the old Fright Night.
You can watch it with the old Fright Night. You'll be very confused about some of the things we're saying, how they will make sense. Because while the essence of the story is similar, there are quite a few changes from the original to the 2011 version, which we'll go into.
Especially when we make jokes about Time Lords and, you know, Housewives of Multiple Personality Disorder.
Indeed. Some of the casting here is really good. You have David Tennant in the role of Peter David. Yes, he's in the role of the guy who writes the Hulk and other comic books. No, Peter Vincent. And Colin Farrell as Jerry the Vampire. Am I the only person who thinks Jerry the Vampire just sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon where friendly Jerry is all like, "Oh, hey kids, I'm a vampire. I'm not gonna drink your blood. I'm gonna teach you a valuable lesson about life.
I want to be your friend."
All right, so enough of my yammering. I'm wasting valuable show time. So 1 second, and we'll start the show here. All right, so we're clicking,
awesome.
Reaching over, pressing play. All right, we're going to see the fancy blue screen.
Ooh.
And commentary, interviews, disclaimer.
This basically goes for us, too.
FBI
Whoever
warning.
Doesn't hold our commentary,
our views are not their views,
yes.
Even though they should be.
Yes.
Because if you learn anything from listening to us before, we are right. Invariably.
Yes.
Except for when we're wrong, but that's not very often. We're going through the
fishing montage.
Fishing Sky DreamWorks?
Yes, DreamWorks.
I can never remember until the whole thing shows up.
He's fishing for a dream.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is Spielberg.
Yes.
He has a little bit of hand in there, which is always nice.
Uh-huh. Because that means the movie's generally going to be at least well-funded.
Yes. No, we don't say good. We say well-funded.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we have to remember, Steven Spielberg... doesn't mean good. It means it's done by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Alright, so we go to the sort of veritable tumbleweed of the town. It's very nice and
uh-huh.
In the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh. This is actually out in Vegas, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. And here's one of the biggest updates is Peter Vincent is a stage magician as opposed to a late night horror host. As you all may or may not be aware, that late night horror hosts, much like Lacuna and myself, are a endangered breed.
Yes, much like the dodo and mermaids and unicorns.
I like to think we're like pandas. We still exist.
We only breed in captivity, which explains why you keep me in the fish tank.
Yes. Part of my breeding program for the next generations of horror hosts. You know too much. Comment on the movie. And only the movie.
It's good so far.
So, well, the
nice
thing,
puppy?
The weird part about this is...
it's supposed to be a flashback?
It's like a flashback, but not... I get it now.
Okay.
We watched the thing five times,
and
I finally understand the opening sequence. Okay. This is not Peter Vincent as a kid.
Oh. You finally got that?
I finally understand what this is. Yeah, for some reason I thought this was supposed to be him as a kid. You know, he was running away from things.
And you thought he was seeing a future... commercial for himself?
Apparently. I mean, you know, he's a Time Lord, obviously.
In another life.
Oh, in another life,
yes.
So then he's feeling for the gun. Oh, you see the dad move, and you know bad shit's about to happen. Basically, what this says is, if you ever know that they're a vamp, if you ever see a vampire that they're vampires, you have a gun lock, you're fucked.
Yeah, just kill yourself by any means necessary.
Yeah, because you will be beaten.
If you'd rather not go out as food, just go.
Yeah. Ooh, fright night. I really don't like how that the title sequence there is completely different from all the promotional work. Like the block type with the pointy thing, lettering, and stuff
yeah.
like that. It's like they abandoned it. And then we're driving.
Yeah.
I like how it's like, how can we make this seem more normal? Oh, yeah, it's garbage day.
Yeah.
Oh, squashing their cars on garbage day.
I don't get, because don't people usually wash their cars on Sunday? I mean, isn't that like the Earth Car Wash Day?
Sometimes.
I thought it was like a thing, like Earth mandate.
You know what? I'll fully admit, if I was a teenage boy, I would want to live across the street from a stripper, too. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. But not that stripper.
Well, she's not bad looking.
But she's gonna die in like half an hour.
Yeah, but she does have words on her butt. Or a word on her butt.
Yeah. She's not so lucky, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't know that. Well, you probably do know that. Yes.
If you're watching this with us, you should know that.
Yeah, again, spoilers. If you're watching this for the first time, why are you watching it with us and not watching the movie itself?
Yeah, you really should be.
I mean, was the mom of the original one a real estate lady too?
I don't believe so. Because I believe it was back early enough in the 80s where women kind of didn't work.
Well, I think she did because Charlie Boy, I think it's the same. His dad wasn't around. It was just him and his mom and the next door neighbor, Chris Sarandon.
Yeah.
Jerry, the vampire. You know, teaching kids, the neighborhood kids, about, you know, how it is to, you know, do teamwork.
Adding and subtraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I always felt that it'd be more important that, you know, since they're at a real estate agent lady's house, it was like all these wooden stakes, that would be slightly more important. I was kind of let down that it wasn't.
You know, I thought that would be like a big, huge, what's that saying you always use?
If there's a gun on the wall, I damn well better shoot somebody with it by the end of the
thing. Yeah, and I would just like to point out now, girl in the green car, Imogene Poots.
Imogene. I keep thinking you say Imogene when you say it like that. Imogene is not my lover. I wish she was, because I can't get so fucking fine.
She is British.
And Tejator.
And no, but I'm pointing this out for a reason.
Okay, are we just pointing out British people now? Like, oh, he's British. I think the guy playing Sean, I think he's British. Oh, hey, you know, we know what, David Tennant, he's Scottish.
Yes, but...
Isn't Colin Farrell Irish or something?
No, I don't know what Colin Farrell actually is.
Colin Farrell's, I think he's not American.
Maybe.
We could look it up.
We could.
Or you think we would do our homework beforehand?
No. But it's more fun. But, I was told by a friend of mine that if you go to school for acting in Britain, because they have acting school in Britain.
They have acting schools in the U.S. too.
Well, they have acting school in Britain. Like, acting school.
All right, anyway.
They actually give you a class and shut the fuck up and talk like this.
Shut the fuck up and talk like this. Yeah. It was something like, STF, U, A, T, L, T, advanced, basic.
Yes, but shut the fuck up and talk like this.
Right.
Yes. And if you're...
Talk in the British accent or talk in the American accent?
No, it's shut the fuck up and talk like this.
Shut the fuck up and talk like this? I want to see this as a Twitter hashtag. I don't care if it's going to take up most of your 140 characters. I want shut the fuck up and talk like this as a Twitter hashtag. Make it happen. The four people of you who are listening to this. Oh, this is what they're going to get. Okay. The guy they're talking about in here, he's the guy who just got murdered and stuff.
That's Dude. Why it's important.
That's why he's like, oh, Daddy, why are you locked your gun? Why are you locked your gun? How is Eric going to help him to get home? Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's a vampire. We're dead. Oh, and then Loki's dark, nerdy past comes to beckon. And McLovin shows up.
Yeah. McLovin ruining things since
Superbad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Though, I mean, if it wasn't for, like, you know, Nicolas Cage getting beat the hell out and shot and killed, I would probably watch Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
For the part where he, like, falls off, he jumps down from a ledge and, like, hurts his leg.
Oh.
Because he's just a whipping boy.
Yeah.
He's like 30. I mean, really. But look, he fits in the high school setting. He's going to be 12 forever. Because he is, in fact, a vampire.
Yes, well, I have this theory, and I've had this theory for a long time.
Like,
well, for the 6 months that I've lived on Earth.
Right.
That all these people who work in movies are vampires.
They're werewolves.
Well, maybe David Tennant's a werewolf, because they have this theory about Scottish people.
They grow fur and howl the moon?
No, besides the fact that they have to take advanced shut the fuck up and talk like this.
I mean, because if you've ever listened to David Tennant, like, during, like, the video diaries, he sounds like he's swallowing, like,
No, because
gravel.
he can actually talk. Because they taught him
how to shut the fuck up and talk like this. Remember, hashtag, shut the fuck up and talk like this.
Yes.
Again, movie going on, pointless.
They're kissing.
Yeah, they haven't fucked yet. Just so you can tell, they have not been banging.
Yes.
I mean, she could at any time, because...
Because she still kind of likes him.
Because she's fine-ass Imogen Poots.
And she hasn't discovered the secret that is, like, you know, dick is small yet. Isn't that the secret?
No. Nerdy past. Nerdy past. I don't think his Well, maybe his best ex-nerd friend would know about his wang and be like, I want to post your wang all over the school. I don't know how many of my friend, male friends have ever had pictures of my wang. I'm going to presume none of them.
Oh, it's Jerry the Vampire.
And Jerry the Vampire. And this one, he does construction on the strip. I'm not exactly sure if he did that in the original one either, but...
No, I think he was just, like, independently wealthy.
Oh, no, I think he did, like, antique restorations and crap like that, which makes slightly less sense.
Yeah, they never really... I don't think they actually talked about what he did.
No, yeah, there was a whole thing I remember reading about the stuff when I was doing the original research for this, like, a month ago. It was him and his little vampire manservant. We were running a shop, and because Chris Sarandon is obviously far more refined looking character than Colin Farrell.
Well, I mean,
Colin Farrell looks like he should be part of like the new Village People.
Yeah,
just like assless leather chaps.
Why didn't they cast him in that Magic Mike?
Magic Mike.
Oh.
Probably because he was too busy doing other stuff. He said, I don't need to be in a stripper movie. I'm Colin Farrell.
Oh.
Dude, look at me. I just show up on screen and, like, panties drop. I'm not even anywhere near the theater. And I don't know why.
Because apparently,
yeah,
find Colin Farrell attractive. Some. Disturbingly, I know that my mom does.
I'm not from this planet. I don't understand. I do fancy that man who drives the box.
2 minutes, 10 minutes, this is going wide! I want them to take up, this is going wide! I'm pretty sure it gets said, but it's really far more interesting than it could be.
Yeah.
I like how he eats apples.
Yeah. I don't understand that. I thought vampires... My understanding of Earth vampires is they can't process food.
Well, maybe he can still taste it. He just likes the way apples taste. Well, you know, like when we watched the thing with the pirates and Johnny Depp. Pirates of the Caribbean. And then the undead pirate was like, "Arr, I fucking love apples. I can't eat the apples. I miss apples. Fuck. Apples. I love the fucking apple." So, my new theory is, if you're an evil douchebag, you like apples. In movies.
That explains why I don't like apples.
Well, you're also not in the movies.
Oh.
Yes, remember, we host the movies, we're not in them.
Oh, right.
Now, my question is, at what point in time does the high school student really get a duffel bag full of vampire hunting gear? When do you have time to put that together?
Well,
you're in shop class.
With today, and the internet, it's not that hard.
Just get a rubber mallet. Oh, Dad, I need your rubber mallet. I need some steaks. What?
I mean, really? I was able to get half the stuff to do my fish tank and fix some of my spaceship off the internet, eBay.
Right. Well, we still have to trust what the eBay is later on in the movie. So, otherwise, you'd be best off with the Home Depot.
What's the Home Depot?
Imagine an emporium of buying everything you ever want to build a house in one store.
Can I just buy a house?
No, you have to buy the certificate because they don't actually sell houses.
Oh.
That's what realtors are for.
They don't have prefab house kits?
No. I think it's like more Habitat for Humanity sort of thing.
Oh.
If you get a house from Jimmy Carter.
They don't have Habitat for Aliens?
No.
Fuck.
It's a pretty touchy subject, because most people, when they say aliens, they think, border hoppers, illegal aliens, not, like, space alien.
Fuckers.
Yeah, clearly you're still an illegal alien.
I'm not. I have a visa.
That thing from the bank, not the same thing. It's just called visa.
It's not Hello Kitty on it.
Yeah, I have no idea how you actually got that, but more power to you. Again, these are fighting with my past. You don't ever understand anymore. Blah, blah.
I don't read Twilight.
And you just hate me because I'm cool. I have a fine ass girlfriend. Now you got her,
Twilight
loving jokes. Yeah, McDaniel loving.
Yeah. I just read that one Twilight book just to see what it was like.
Twilight's not funny. No matter how many times you make jokes about Twilight, it's...
No, they are actually talking about Twilight.
Oh, really?
It's yeah.
Still not funny.
Yeah, I know, but they are.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good reason, another reason to watch these things on silent.
Yeah.
You need to put the subtitles on so we have a reference point.
Yeah, so we are actually knowing when they're talking about what.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting purpose even more.
Yeah, so let's just put it.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, you grow up. Oh.
Growing up is not fun. I don't want to grow up. Do I have to?
Yeah. And fighting over your girlfriend. That's part of the friend code. You don't really knock your friend's girlfriend because your friend, that girlfriend will probably eventually touch your friend's penis, and you kind of want that for your friend. Because sometimes it turns your friend into less of a douche.
I don't want that for you.
Well, it's different. It's different. You're a girl who is different.
But...
You're a girlfish who... Shh. Hey, look, skateboarding.
Yay! He's not doing it very well, so I don't think he knows how to skate.
He mostly coasts. It's like the lamest segue ever.
I think it's like Russell Brand and his not knowing how to surf. Mm-hmm. He probably was pushed.
Nerd juice. Yeah. I love it. How the jock versus nerd thing is still sort of prevalent in culture.
In culture, but not, I mean, really smart jocks know better.
Mm-hmm.
I would think by now.
Yeah. Well, you know, anti-bullying thing.
Yeah. But maybe that's why they need to exist.
Oh, well. And, but, like, this is the kind of kid who, like, if he wasn't scripted, he'd be like,
I'm gonna cry, until my internet friends about you.
And then run into the fucking vampire.
Yep, always.
Yep. I mean, if you wave the stake at a vampire, it's like they're kryptonite, and they go, oh god, he's got a stake! You still have to cram that into their heart.
Yeah.
And typically, when you're weak human meat versus, like, super strong vampire, why would that be scary?
You have to try to kill them, not... So...
Uh-oh.
But it's not your house.
Well, more importantly, abandoned house. You know, you gotta learn things.
Well, yeah, but that's my point. It's not his house.
Well, I mean, even if it wasn't his house, he could break into a house. He's just a schmuck. But vampires... That's one thing I will give vampires. Vampires can't just break into your house and steal your shit. Like, if a vampire comes and says, dude... Yeah, I killed your family when they were out the other night. I did not steal your computer. You know they didn't do it. They can't go into your house and fuck with your shit.
Well, what'd you expect? It was my time.
Oh, Don Glover. WTF. So take this point while he's coming down from the roof. He's gonna... hurt his leg.
Again.
Yay. Now I don't have to watch Kick-Ass after all.
Now he has to trip over lawn furniture and fall into a pool.
He tell you to watch Donald Glover, the weirdo special.
Yes.
That's great. And you'll get the, yeah. And other such wonderful bits about other things.
Well, it's nighttime. What do you expect?
Yes. I just like how he just wants random crosses. He's got the one on his bag, the one on his neck.
Well, especially since I think he's Jewish, and I think they bring that up at some point.
Yeah.
Yep. But I think what's even funnier about this is, like, he's just...
He's just so nice.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, by the way. Bloody, bloody drink, drink. Bloody, bloody drink, drink. Bloody drink, bloody drink, drink. Bloody drink.
Oh.
And then he gives up. Oh.
Well, I've always wondered, like, okay. You know the big fat guy...
Dom DeLuise?
No, the big fat guy that people, you know, worship and, you know, have.
Buddha?
Yeah. What if you're one of those people? So, would you just whip out a Buddha and show it to a vampire, and would you be safe?
I'm not sure. There's not really. I think no. I think the Buddhist would use the Hindu Om.
Okay.
I think that's their icon.
Okay. So, because I was always wondering, like in all these like vampire movies I've been watching, they're always whipping out the cross. But like, what do you do if you're Jewish?
Starve to death.
Yeah, but they never show any like Jewish people in these movies.
Well, I mean, because they don't usually have a lot of Jewish people in movies fighting vampires. You see it every so often in other things, like, in the British TV show, Being Human, the werewolf who is, Jewish, has his vampire friend look after his starved David, blah, blah, blah. They use it to fuck with some other vampire. They say, oh, it's your face. And they're like, why is there another vampire? Because of blah, blah, blah. So there's a friendship. And they kind of go into it, which is kind of cool.
The guy who found me was British.
British TV. We're talking about British TV. Not the British people. Oh, I don't know. The guy has a magic poster on his wall. That's cool.
Yeah. I was all excited when we saw that and before. Because you play that, right?
Hell yeah. Like a vampire kit. He has all a bunch of boxes. He didn't check off anything. He just put it in there.
Yeah.
Stake gun. We put the gun on the wall.
I think he probably sold it to Peter Vincent.
Yes. Welcome to Bright. No. The Jerry Diaries. Did you know... You really want all of your information on your vampire in your neighborhood to be really fucking obvious.
Yeah, no. I know I'm taking notes of the werewolf across the street.
I mean, you keep it as my stalker file. How I stalked, you know, the neighborhood and,
I know.
Make videos of them getting undressed and turning into shaggy carpet wearing people. Yeah, totally. Right on the desktop.
I know.
Really convenient. But to be fair, if people didn't do that, he would have never found the secret files that made him believe that his neighbor was in fact a invisible to video vampire.
Right. Well, I think it was just an obvious plot device, so you didn't have to like ask Lisa Loeb what, where.
Hey, where would your son hide his vampire pornography? Yeah. I mean, he's been stalking my neighbors, and he's a vampire. If any information about where he hide it, oh, he keeps it under .hack garlic .buttsex. I don't know, whatever. Because, yeah, all teenage boys love beer, obviously.
Obviously. Well...
I mean, I know I would have never really cared.
Yeah.
Try that again. Not,
I don't know. I've never met a teenage boy.
It's okay. You're not missing much.
Hey, wait, how old are you?
Let's not go into that. So, yeah. I look and he goes, oh. I love it in all these ones where the vampire gets right up to the edge. He's like,
I want to go
inside. Maybe I can go inside. Maybe I just kind of like rub against it. just rub in. Maybe I'll get an erection and just go in. No slipping in. Just kind of.
Maybe he'll invite me in.
I also like how the,
See, mermaids don't have this rule. You just need to have water.
Yeah.
Like, a bathtub works.
It's like, there was a six-pack in there. Two of the bottles are out of the six-pack. In what world does that even make sense?
I don't know.
Who does that?
Your mom.
Your mom.
My mom doesn't drink beer.
Yeah.
I miss my mom.
It's okay. I'm sorry. Who even calls them Sixers?
Gary.
Yeah. Like, never start fucking with the vampire. I mean, I know you need to know if he's a vampire, but really the point where it's like, you just tipped him off that you are
you might know.
Vampire. And then this, that right there, is the first step to pretty much just fucking up your life.
Yeah.
They managed.
Yeah, managed with slapping.
Wang slapping and, you know, a little drinking of their blood.
Oh, yeah, I think that's pretty much what he's alluding to. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Is it okay to beat women on this planet?
Only if they want it?
Oh, because I've been hearing some stuff on the internet.
Okay. Now here's rule number one about the internet. Don't believe everything you read, hear, see, smell, possibly touch, quite possibly have tasted on the internet. I don't know how advanced things are. Just don't.
But
don't. Trust me.
But Daniel Tosh says...
No. We're not talking about Daniel Tosh.
Okay.
That is the last we're going to say about Daniel Tosh on the show.
So he's a bad person.
He's a little bit... He's a dude. He's a dick.
Okay.
And we're talking about the Finley Vale threat from Jerry the Vampire to Charlie and his mom.
Basically, I will eat your girlfriend and your mom.
I will eat your face. I'll wear you as a hat. Yeah, so you leave me alone. I'll let you live. Talk with me again. Blood sausage.
Mm-hmm.
You. Delicious.
I've heard blood sausage is good. I don't know. I can't get over the whole...
This sausage made out of blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was her turmoil too.
The British guy I lived with tried to give me steak and kidney pie. The pie part sounded delicious.
I don't know. I don't care if my neighbor was a vampire. I would probably have a hard time focusing.
If
my hot-ass girlfriend was just stretched out on my bed. You know, like, hey.
Hey, I've got the book and I'm not particularly paying attention to it. Look.
I'm more of a thinking about banging.
Hey, look, we've been dating for a month.
We've been dating for, like,
that's
you know...
customary, teenage sex time, right?
Yeah. We should be drilling. Why aren't we drilling? I don't know. We're, like, good kids?
We've seen skins, right?
Get the covers. The answer is yes. Yes, I would. I like how apparently in the first Fortnite, his girlfriend gets crazy like vampire boobs, and but like she's like oh, and then she turns into a vampire, but she's just vampire tits, and she's like oh look at my gigantic vampire breasts. Yeah, we have sex on them, have vampire boobs. I'm a normal human girl.
Well, you know what's crazy?
People
is his. Hot girlfriend in the original movie
mm-hmm.
is Amanda Pierce,
yeah.
I think, who played Peggy Bundy's best friend, Marcy Darcy, from Married with Children. Not really hot compared to Emma Jean Poots.
Yeah, Imogen Poots way hotter, and...
I mean, like, not even hot for, like, back in the day, 1980s hot.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched movies from the 80s, and I've watched Fright Night in the 80s.
Do you realize how hot I think you are? I know, I just... My neighbor freaks me out.
Like, trying to think of it. Tracy Lords was doing porn in the 80s.
Yes, you know, before she became an adult.
Yes.
This is why I can't find it anymore, because it's, you know, kind of effectively
child porn. Well, no, you could still get the Roger Corman movie she did, which we will be doing at some point, because I love that movie. But there's a bunch of other really pretty actresses that were working in the 1980s that I really feel could have done, you know, just as good.
Well, maybe she was within their budget.
I know, but really, I mean, she's always been a shrew. Even in that role, she was kind of a shrew. Even as a teenage girl, you know?
Yeah.
And considering, like, her role on Married with Children was only, like, 4 years later, it was, like, really...
Some people age pretty fast. Others, you know, don't. And look, Jerry the Vampire is just riding out with his truck.
Every time you say Jerry the Vampire, I'm reminded of Trevor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Strong Bad. What's that still going?
Probably. I've seen, like, 2 clips.
Cool. I like how there's a lot of fence hopping in the movie.
Yes. It's to prove that it's authentic to the teenage experience.
Yes, I remember a lot of...
And, you know, you look up how to pick a lock on your smartphone.
Well, obviously another update from the 1985 movie.
Yes, because you would have just looked it up in your encyclopedia.
The door just would have been unlocked.
You would look for the Heidi key.
Well, the door just would have been unlocked. It's 1985. No locks or doors in 1985. There aren't murderers and rapists and vampires. Also, if you're a vampire, why are you locking your door? Nobody's stupid enough to fuck with your shit. Creepy neighbor kid comes in, you come home, you find them, and you eat them. That's not really a terrible thing. So, what were you doing to my shit? Oh, hey, look, you're back. See, he looks around, oh, it's all normal. Nothing really worth stealing. Just a bachelor's house. Got a big TV. It's probably insured. Because, you know, he's got a chair that faces the TV.
Because that's how people are. Yeah. I mean, that's why I have, you know...
Your tag faces the TV?
Yep.
But it's like, I like how he got a chair. Like, nobody comes over.
And I got a car for a minimum wage.
So we go, you know. You want to call him Anton Yelchin?
Because that's his name?
Is it?
Maybe. I think so.
I don't know. Is that the case, or I'm getting mixed up with someone else, or.
That was his name on the MDB page.
Then I'm glad that's his name.
Because he plays Chekhov, I think.
In Star Trek?
Yep.
Does he?
I think so.
I think so. Maybe.
I think so. If you go to the end of the page.
Well, if I go to the end of the page, we'll lose track.
Why is anybody looking for Doris? Where is Doris?
Doris the stripper.
Oh, I thought Doris was the explorer.
That's Dora. I like the uniforms. Say, hey, you know what?
I might need these.
I might need these in my day job, in my night job as a stripper. Or, you know, I use them to pick up unsuspecting, you know, snacks.
Yes.
Snacks! That's right.
That was totally unplanned.
Hey, everybody loves a little bit of snacks! That's right.
Personally, I prefer, you know, a good sea salt chocolate. Or some sushi.
Yes, fish and salt. No, that's terribly surprising, right? Also, when you find secret rooms in the back of your vampire neighbor's closet, that's the time you don't keep exploring. You run the fuck away.
When you find the slaughter room, stop looking for Dora.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what map or backpack say, just stop looking for Dora.
Dora's gone. You have lost Dora. She's gone exploring, she's not coming back. Yeah. At this point you should just cut your losses and go fuck your girlfriend.
Explore the afterlife.
Because ultimately
she'll be a vampire next.
Yeah, let's go. There's like a hand.
Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna try to shock you.
Well, yeah.
It's Charlie.
Charlie from YouTube?
You're not the fucker who's gonna accuse me of eating me? Like, not like in that sexy way, but in the, like, fucking my claw over my neck way? Didn't work on the outside door, but hey.
I might be able to pick locks now.
I mean, it's probably using like low grade interior doors. No. He like still can't pick locks. So I'm gonna hang out in here.
Dad, I'm just gonna hope he doesn't lock the door this time.
Let's just hope he doesn't. This door's like slightly open a crack.
Cause you know, vampires are highly unobservant people.
Yeah. Doris, no, please, don't eat me. Oh, no.
I'm not
a fucking juice box. God damn, I'm not a juice box.
If I ever meet a vampire, that's going to be the first thing I say. I'm not a juice box.
Yes, I would too.
My second thing, I am very salty.
Yeah. I know he feels the need to watch. Like, he can't just, like, close the door.
Well, it would click shut.
Yeah. So you just caught your mom, like, banging the mailman, and your mom's like, don't say anything. Where's the money? You know, it's like,
don't screw this up for me.
Fuck this up for me, Charlie. I mean, this is really the best chance, and now, my blood's everywhere. Great. And I got stuff back in my room.
And, of course, now he doesn't lock the door.
Oh, you know, when you get done eating your dinner, you're like, ah.
I'm full, and I want apples.
Okay. Sniffs. You just smell things. You can't smell terrified teenage boy
who probably 5 feet away from him. Himself.
And then, you know, you're a vampire. Most like anyone else, she just wants to sit down.
I'm just gonna keep trying to paint this log. I'm just gonna keep saying fuck.
I think you did actually.
I'm just gonna keep saying fucking hoping that the vampire doesn't hear me.
Yeah. So many things where he would just be dead if not for the necessity of prolonging the movie.
Yeah. Because most vampires, you know, have supernatural, I don't know, hearing.
Yeah.
Considering I can hear you like 2 blocks away.
Now, my problem is,
I think vampires have better hearing than mermaids.
Would watching The Real Housewives of whatever, wherever the fuck they are, be like watching the Food Network to a vampire?
I would have to think so. I mean, maybe that's why their ratings are so high.
The vampire's like, man, that those fucking bitches taste great. I mean, they're chock full of preservatives and shit. You just rip out like the plastic parts. Just chow down on that.
Fuck yeah, I want to keep up with the Kardashians.
The Kardashians know where they are, so I can get some of that fucking Armenian blood.
Yeah.
Pedigree bullshit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Bruce Jenner, was it?
Sure.
Like Olympian blood and Olympian and like fucking whore. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the Kardashian mom's deal was.
Yeah, she was married to former Olympian, I think. Broke up with him for an Armenian business. I don't know. Prince. I'm not sure. I have a basic concept of who the Kardashians are.
I like how Jerry the Vampire, you know, fully lives to the credo of perform like every, like there's always somebody watching. So you just roll that apple off the table and catch it. You can just pick up the apple like a normal person now. Yeah, show off your sweet vampire dexterity by catching the apple that falls off into the table.
Yeah. I still think that the Kardashians are actually Barbie dolls.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. And then one, two.
Whoa.
Nothing is as funny as watching a vampire burst into flames in the sunlight. As Jerry the Vampire also does.
Yeah.
By possibly with the exception of clowns falling downstairs.
Because that was funny for Jerry. Jerry's still laughing about it.
Yeah. The vampire.
You don't know the half of it.
The guy, he is a vampire.
I see Jerry is a vampire now. It really isn't work if he doesn't have a last name.
I think he does have a last name.
Nope.
Doesn't he have it? Really?
No, I think it's just Jerry.
Jerry.
Unless it's
Jerry the, and then comma, vampire. So he's Mr. the.
Yes.
I love the movie. Hey, Google. And obviously, Willie Ford is always the first thing on Google. It's not like you have to, like, dig.
Well, you can always hit the I'm feeling lucky button.
And what does that give you, like, just pornography?
What?
And we have a feeling like, what does that just get you, like, rampant pornography?
No. If you hit me, if you search something, like, if I search, like, mermaids, and I hit the I'm feeling lucky button, it would take you to the Lacuna Noir fan site.
I don't think it would.
He could.
One day. Tell them.
It might.
Build it and they might come.
You should make me one, Internet. I would be ever so pleased if you did. I would do that.
You make glowing balls look like they hover in your hand?
Yes. Yes, I would. I would so do that.
I just love how random
people just leave their jackets with press pass.
I don't know. He's like a convention badge, and he clips the sun heading thing. That's actually rather clever. I don't think most people think to do such things.
He watched Veronica Mars, which is a great show. I'm actually catching that on Netflix now.
Yeah. Burst in the scene.
Two more episodes, and I'm going to be a certified detective.
I know. I too wish I could just levitate people with gestures and fight vampires with just put like a cow flame from my hand.
You can't?
No. But then I also don't have like pyrotechnicians. Wire riggers and other things.
Then how am I gonna get taken care of? No.
I love the that it's not just moving everything slowly, everything's, you know, kind of falling apart, you know, practice for a reason.
Well, yeah.
And the first time I saw this, I really thought that he was going to be that for the whole thing. I did not recognize him as David Tennant.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, that's dedication. That's cool. It's because
yeah.
A lot of actors, you really want their face. And a lot of actors want their face. That's why when you watch movies like Iron Man, you see a lot of his face, and the mask is blown off, or you see him inside the helmet
like,
and stuff.
You get a lot of, like, I'm looking at the computer, you're looking at my face, and you can see the computer on my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas you're listening to this, and you can't see my face right now, and I'm okay with that, because right now, my hair is all wet, and my face is all wet, and, well, pretty much all of me is all wet.
Yeah. This stuff in here, apparently there's a lot of Doctor Who little snippets that you're not really going to see, but some stuff's in Gallifrey and other such nonsense. As a nod to David Tennant's time on Doctor Who.
Right. Well, that, and because it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I love how she walks down the hall with her top, like, over bras, and look at my ditties, and then she goes in here and she covers them up. Sometimes.
Yep. And this is the part where I have to be quiet. I have to pay attention.
That's why I totally was anticipating him wearing a shirt the first time.
I have to pay attention.
Yeah, you can pay attention while I talk. It looks like pee. If that is pee, I think that person needs to go to the hospital. If you're peeing green, you're either not from this planet, or there's something severely wrong with your urinary tract.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't want to hear about your urine. And then, oh, look, there's David Tennant that we know and love.
On Gallifrey.
Wigs are...
They pee green.
Yeah. Yes. A far cry from the doctor.
It's great to get to hear him say fucking.
And start just like rampantly grabbing his crotch as opposed to being like, oh, Jolly Good, hello, this, and then the stuff, and then, oh, Jolly Good.
See, he's learning the advanced.
Shut the fuck up and talk like this.
The fuck up and talk like this. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I like also how he doesn't have the advanced sideburns as he did on Doctor Who.
Well, yeah. Well, those are his choice.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed most of the things that kill vampires will kill most, you know,
normal people.
Well, kill most anything. You chop his head off?
Yeah, they would die.
You light them on fire until they burn into ashes?
They would die.
Any piece of the heart, you're pretty much gonna kill them. Yeah, so it's pretty silly.
Yeah. Fucking fuck off!
I would hang out with Dracula and the Easter Bunny, because I really think they would personally have a lot in common.
Yeah. Well, chocolate eggs, blood, it's all the same.
Chocolate eggs, blood of the innocent, exactly the same. I also like how this movie, much unlike the first one, acknowledges how silly Jerry the Vampire sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, because really, it is kind of absurd.
Yeah. Of course, you know, vampires do keep a low profile. I mean, they would have to these days. They'd have to have names like, you know, Bob, Steve.
Yes.
Tom. Mick. Oh my god.
What?
I think my dad might be a vampire.
It's okay. And then back with
boobs.
Yes.
Yay, boobs.
Yes, nobody's complaining about the boobs.
Well, David does.
Which is a shame, because boobs are awesome.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my house.
It's always nice to have some nice hot chicks
now,
with boobs out.
Here, if this was Doctor Who, TARDIS.
Just show up. Yeah.
Sorry, having a TARDIS moment.
Yes.
I really want one of those things.
Yeah.
I keep trying to trade in my Land Cruiser for a TARDIS.
Nobody wants a Land Cruiser. Plus, I mean, really, there's only one TARDIS left.
Not if you get a Type 38.
No. It's
okay. Ow! He's tapping the glass!
And then Jerry the Vampire comes up, hey, what are you doing? Oh.
Oh, crap.
Why don't you have to learn that whenever someone goes, oh, fuck the movie, they're pretty much dead.
Yeah. People
least,
don't
yeah.
just say, oh, fuck anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make a mistake.
And they whittle.
Make a mistake.
Kids just love to whittle steaks in their room at night. You know, either that or masturbating. And you can only masturbate so many times before you just have to get ready for the vampire apocalypse.
I know, that's what we did. That's what we did. Oh, yay!
Mm-hmm. Well, those are dark shadows.
Woo!
Yeah. Like how it's, it's a random nod towards some old show.
Okay. Dark Shadows, from what I've watched so far, is a good show. And I like it.
Mm-hmm. Remember the time the main character starts going a little crazy and nobody believes him.
But wait!
But wait, there's more.
But wait. And Mom starts to get a little pissed, too.
Yes. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Now, again, you can also tell that Imogen Poots is not a teenage girl. She's actually going, she's talking to her boyfriend, so she's like, oh my god, he like, you know, is going bashing and saying, fuck him, I'm gonna go over here.
I'm gonna go suck Jerry's dick.
I'm gonna go hang out with his neighbor. Jerry's a vampire. Maybe he'd bite on my neck. Oh.
Cause the vampire is cool.
Jane. Jerry.
His dad's name was Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't check IMDb for that. I'm just guessing.
I don't think so.
He was trying to save Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, Doris the Stranger.
If you learn nothing else from this scene right here, is that you should trust your children.
And not Jerry the Vampire.
And not Jerry the Vampire. But what it also teaches you is that...
Don't trust Jerry the Vampire. Duh.
Well... If you don't trust Jerry the Vampire, bad shit will happen.
Yes, if you don't at least do lip service trusting of Jerry the Vampire.
You'll grab a shovel and a saw, and you will blow the shit up out of your house.
Yeah. Mm. Now let's see what Jerry does.
Blow their house.
This is not what you do when you're having a neighborly dispute.
Yes.
This is now, if we were on United States of Terror, which is Toni Collette's show, she would probably turn into Doug at this point and go punch him in the face.
And then, you know, become a juice box. Yeah, and multiple personalities still slightly less than vampire strength and blood drinking. Look at him just ripping out chunks of the ground. That's insane.
I didn't say she'd be smart. I said she'd turn into Buck and go punch him in the face.
Look at how he grabs the gas line. He's like, oh, look at that. And it comes off the stove.
I just ripped up your gas line and shoved the light down it. You're gonna explode.
In case you weren't aware, I'm gonna fuck with your life. Fucking with your life, fucking with your life. Oh, look. Gas.
Fire.
And when your life explodes, I can get in your house.
When your house isn't your house anymore, look.
See, now they believe you, but conversely...
You're kind of screwed
now. Your house is on fire, and now you have to run. Yep, oh, boom.
There goes, like...
Yeah, well, at least I didn't get caught in that big old fire. I like how it's like...
Gary somehow gets that bike to work.
Yeah. Well, maybe. He's magic until the front's ugly. But this is the best part. I love this every time. And then boom! If you were a vampire, wouldn't you throw a motorcycle? Hey, car.
Yes, I would.
I would just get like a big bag of motorcycles and I'd use my shuriken and be like a fucking like ninja, vampire ninja throwing like fully armed motorcycles.
Just be like. See, mermaids never get to do anything cool like that. We used to be like peace loving and, you know, hugging fish and cuddling starfish, telling them that it's okay.
It's a car.
No, 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 it's not. Oh, fuck.
No, it was. I thought this was the part where we get the Chris Sarandon cameo.
Nope. Don't spoil the surprise!
Yeah, it's for the people who have already seen the movie.
Or for the stupid ones that haven't seen the movie.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen Fright Night,
hey, it's a little late now. Why are you watching it with us?
I know, we're like your friends and all. And we're great, wonderful people, but you're losing a bit of out of the movie if you don't watch it. And I just always forget how long this movie is. I mean, the great part is like it's condensed into like this whole like last 3/4 of the movie is like 4 hours in like real time, condensed into, you know, movie time, but still it's only about 4 hours. Like, it shows you how much shit can happen in a short period of time.
How screwed up your life can get in the span of, like, you know.
An evening.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Oh, no. That's the wrong movie.
Oh. With this fucked up vampire.
Why would you keep driving? Seriously, if he's attached to your car.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you try to, like, beat the hell out of him?
I don't know. I just start pulling backwards. And there we go. Airbags. Yeah, the big ramming from behind from the truck didn't do it, but boom. The original Jerry the Vampire
comes. The original Jerry is here.
What? I just wish I could just shrug off minivans off my shoulders like that.
I'm a much better Jerry than you are.
Also, I mean...
Well,
I think, Colin Farrell go through, like, there are 5 different variations on the transformations that he goes through. That's insane.
Yeah. Well...
I think he has to keep the original Jerry to consolidate his power as the new Jerry.
Well, he has to eat the original because there can only be one.
Jerry the Vampire.
Yes. That's why he regains the original shape that we find attractive.
y'all find attractive. I don't really even do it for me.
Eh.
You're not ugly,
me neither.
But
I'm more attracted to the Time Lord Magician Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have his fish babies any day.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Sideburn, telephone hopping fish children. So weird.
Yes. Okay. I will teach them the Lady Gaga song too.
Boom.
Oh no. Oh, Charlie.
All the steaks, you see one, and the trunk there.
Yay! Gun on the wall. Oh.
I just wanted them to get like eight more and like just keep stabbing them until they got it, you know? I do like how he, like, he shuffles around with a big sign sticking out of his chest.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It is pretty great.
Maybe the only time it's better is when it's,
The only way it could have been any better is if it was for, like, an El Pollo Loco, or McDonald's, or Sherry's, or something.
Yeah, or was climbing out of a well.
No.
Oh, come on. That would be a great ring reference.
No.
I love how you watch him twitch for a little bit. Then David Tennant is like, oh.
I'm having a slumber moment.
You know, I like booze.
They never let me drink on Doctor Who, and that's my girlfriend's ass.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it. That's the greatest line you could ever give a guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's like one of those things, like, what? I've never seen couples like that. It's like, oh, hey, we can hate each other, but then, like, oh, yeah, we love each other sometimes.
Well, I could see it in his case, I mean, or in their case. I mean, he's got money.
Yeah.
That's why she's with him. He's famous and got money.
And a super secret stash of vampire porn.
Well, he's gotta have some real stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm at a hospital. Can't you hear the beep, 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 bloop, bloop, bloop?
Totally sounds like a party. I know when I'm in a hospital, it totally sounds like a party every time.
I know. You just hear the dubstep going. Mm-hmm. I remember that one time they took me to the hospital and they were like, sir, we're not a pet store.
Yeah. They only said take you to a pet store.
And they're like, sir, we're not a hospital.
Yeah. Really awkward. So I had to find that one hospital next to a pet store.
Yeah.
Took, you know, a week and a half, but we made it happen.
Hopefully I don't get sick anymore.
Yeah. No touching moments.
Oh, I know, but Charlie, this is weird. But I was a dick.
Trying to put it on me, eat my fine ass titties.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. Why didn't you tell me?
I could have been playing D&D this whole time.
Fuck. I got rid of all my Castle the Dorkening cards for you.
Castle the Dorkening?
Castle the Dorkening cards for you.
Oh, totally Castle the Dorkening.
I like mine better.
You would. So, like, did he leave his number with Peter Vincent, or...
Maybe. Yeah. Mom is very religious.
Or Peter Vincent is like, he's like, you know, I got your number with Peter fucking Vincent.
I need to find this kid, he's got curly hair, I think his name is Charlie.
I love how prevalent Scooby-Doo is.
I know. It's even like a English guy would know what it is. Yeah, I don't know.
Creepy bit of revelation. Yeah, Jerry the Vampire misses his tribe.
Yeah,
so.
He wants to make new people. Sort of like how I'd like to make more Time Lords, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I've got packages. Yay, packages! Why would I be getting packages at night?
Do you still say TiVoing it? Because I think, didn't TiVo die?
No, I don't think so.
Yep, let's see, and eBay. eBay shows up again.
eBay! Damn eBay.
No. And look. Evil Ed.
Oh, crap.
What nasty stuff. I love the progressive vampire.
Make Levin, you're just funny.
Yep. And then. Into the panic room.
Yes, because Scottish men run into the panic room whenever they're confronted with anything.
I wish train doors did that.
They should.
Like, oh, you try to hold the train? Fuck that.
And we're going to cut off your arm.
Yep. I love when the master of darkness is.
Aww. Aww. I thought Ginger is dead.
Yeah. Okay, so all we have left is Fine Fine Imogen Poots. It's okay.
We have Fine Fine Imogen Poots because.
Yep. Dude, it's like. The creepiest place in the world is like. Give it up, Chuck. Oh, Chuck. You think that little showcase world is like really kind of terrifying? I like it when he doesn't even bother trying to be nice and human.
Who, Ed?
No, Jerry. Look it. I don't have time to be nice to you. I'm just gonna eat you, and you like look like you're convulsing on the floor and bleeding out of your neck. Because
that's fun. That's fun for me. That's what I would do. If I was a werewolf. If I was a werewolf.
Yeah.
If I was a vampire. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Werewolves, vampires. I think in the first Friday there was like a werewolf somewhere just kind of thrown in.
I don't remember one.
Yeah. There was like a really big, some sort of half-wolf transformation thing. Not nearly as cohesive as this one here. There's like, it's all vampires, and they do stuff, and... run away.
Okay, I'll run away, but only to get a bigger ass weapon than what you have.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do for you.
Yeah.
I would. I'd run off to get a bigger weapon if I had, you know, legs.
Yeah, it's okay. I do like how he uses the axe. It was nice to get to the axe, and then, whew.
When I saw that, I was like, I go, oops.
Yeah.
Now I'm just picturing this, like, you know, such a really cool, like, you know, kung fu music.
Yeah, all right. Let's go through that. Oh, look at that.
It's got the...
I just love the sheer amount of, like, smashing of glass that you have to do to get to your fancy anti-vampire armory.
Well, wouldn't you put your anti-vampire armory in glass?
No, I put my anti-vampire armory in open cases, because nobody would see my anti-vampire armory except for people who need it to fight vampires. Ergo, I want it readily at hand, even though... apparently silver doesn't work on vampires.
Even though I think, in some movies it does. Mm-hmm. Which is weird, because he's right. But grails. Or at least holy water.
Yeah. I'm gonna presume, Peter Vincent does not have the holy grail just sitting in his...
although, he's probably selfish enough to have the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
Have, like, all these people looking for it.
Yep. Keynote. Bone is very difficult to cleave through, so a headshot is really hard to do, unless you happen to be really super lucky and get right between the vertebrae in the neck. But it's really
or
hard.
Have a really, really sharp knife.
Mm-hmm. Or super, 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 duper strong.
Yes. Like, I bet you could do it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes. I have extreme faith in Jack.
Yes, well, I am Burly. I am a man who jacks lumber.
Yeah. Well, you've also met, you know...
yes.
Dracula.
Oh, there's that too.
And Luke to tell the tale.
Well.
I was going to say Jerry, and then I was like, no.
That's the most intimidating. And then, ooh.
Considering Jerry was my, the name of my, you know, hospital attendant.
Right. Dad. He was in a vampire for like, an evening and a half. Why did he turn to ash when he gets baked? It's like his body just starts glowing embers.
He's got all of Jerry's powers.
Ah. So when you become a vampire, you have powers, you start turning to ash.
I think that's this, from what I can tell, like, you have your master's lineage.
Right.
As far as I can tell from this.
Which would explain why he's building a tribe of his type of vampires. They didn't.
Children.
Children?
Yeah. Isn't the word for it?
Unless you live in the ghetto.
Oh. What is the earth word for it?
Children.
Oh.
And that's really the English version of it. Yeah.
Oh. What is the word for it then?
Children is the English word, so this is where we get this, where I want to use.
Okay, then. Yeah. Kindersnaven?
Not now. Let's not worry about other languages. Or the rave dance. Apparently.
Yes, cause there was frequent raving in,
In the first one as well, yes.
There was frequent raving in Vegas.
Oh.
It happens. It happens all the time. Yeah.
Nothing quite like getting trapped in a club and the bouncers are going, oh no.
And of course they don't take the underage girl out.
Well, they don't see the underage girl. They just don't see, you know.
And they don't hear her going, help me.
Because then she's all like, oh no, I'm being hypnotized and kittens and, oh, what?
Oh no.
God, you're kind of sexy, Jerry the Vampire. And you're like, oh, I know I am. God, what do I do? Well, we're the ones we've loved. The string blood's not really been my thing. I don't want to do it. And it just can't be. Hey, man, lipstick's kind of hot. Oh, look at that. And then the bouncer. Yeah, because you can't really tell that she's... Yeah. Ooh, man.
You're a man?
Well, no, that voice, because I'm a man. You can't tell that she's, you know, probably not supposed to be there, because she's obscured by, you know, Jerry the Vampire chomping on her neck.
No, she's not.
No, the bouncer, she was bouncing the high school kid. And now she's all like, oh, hey, I'm getting chewed upon.
She's crying.
Oh, but she can't help herself. She's getting chewed upon. It's like, and she's like, getting like,
oh, I don't like to see Imogene Poots cry.
Right. My problem is where it fades to black in the middle of a movie. And you're not exactly sure what's going on next. And then it starts to music, oh, then it reminds you what's going on. Nothing quite like the Dark Lord, you know, wearing a tracksuit and a pair of jeans.
Yeah, well, he's running away from home, so he had to pack a...
He had to pack normal clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, he has to pack his actual chaps and his, you know, crocodile skin cowboy hat.
Yes. Really?
I can only, he can only choose to drink one thing, and it's green in the bottle.
I believe he's drinking absinthe.
Or just a bunch of Midori sour.
Yes, but I believe the illusion that they want you to think is absence.
Yeah.
Maybe Midori, because maybe that's what Amos's assistant name is, Midori.
No, it was not Midori. It was the Amber or something.
Maybe it wasn't, I just called her Ginger.
No, it is Ginger, it was Ginger. He shouted Ginger a couple of times.
Yes, maybe. Maybe he just spasmodically calls Ginger because he wants to be a Ginger.
No. That was the doctor.
Oh.
That was a prior role.
Oh. I love you, David. I love you so much.
And here. Fancy steak.
Just the same, Michael. Even though I think St. Michael... Well, no, St. Michael would. St. Mike is good.
St. Michael is good? He's a saint of, you know, moonwalking. So, I mean, of course.
If you have to put faith in one saint, yeah, I think St. Michael.
Vampire Okay. Anybody on fire is not thinking clearly.
Yes.
Really, I mean, pretty much all the quote-unquote rules about vampires unilaterally apply to humans.
Well, I know...
Except for the superpowers.
I know that one time that I was set on fire, I was like, you know what? This is pretty fucking sweet. I'm on fire.
I think I should do my taxes about now. I'm thinking clearer than I ever have in my entire life.
I think Neptune owes me, 50 grand. Oh, internet. I found out the name of my home planet is really your Neptune. I just call it something else. It's kind of like how Japan calls their country Nippon. It's okay. I just had to tell the internet.
Right. Remember, kids, you don't have to get a waiting period for a crossbow.
Right, which is
you
why...
You just go to a sporting goods store and just grab this shit to go kill some vampires.
And you should always buy a crossbow, not a gun.
Right. And always pay in cash. They might think you're crazy. You might seem crazy, because you probably are crazy, but they can't trace that shit back to you.
Yep. And remember... If you get David Tennant drunk enough, he'll try anything once.
Right. No, wait, or is that David Tennant or is that, Vincent?
I hope it's David Tennant.
Okay. Well, we could try something. We'll go up to Scotland, he'll talk to us like he's swallowing a bunch of marbles.
No, he can actually speak.
I know, but...
I keep telling you this. They taught him in advance, shut the fuck up and talk like this.
Remember, hashtag it, shut the fuck up and talk like this. I'm going to do it right after the show. As soon as we're done, I'm going to hashtag it.
You have to upload the show first.
Well, I'm going to do it before I do that, because I'm going to bed after this. It's far too late, you know, to have people jumping out of the woodwork and just spontaneously showing up with your heroes.
Yes. Well, when he has all that, no, it's not. That kills like a dollar. Or maybe Cyber that.
Yeah. And then jumping. A great day. If we all drunk, I'll try anything. There you go. And then boom. I would not want to jump down a big pile of dirt.
Me neither.
Kind of.
Seems kind of like there could be bodies down there.
No, it just seems like not fun to land on.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, though.
Yeah, my thing is, if you're going after vampires, dirt, not my... No.
Yeah, big old pile of dirt, it's okay.
I may not be drunk enough for something I say on a daily basis, David.
Well, you think, you know, you would be prepared with, auxiliary alcohol.
I would just be carrying around, like a bottle of Absinthe, being like...
Just a 2-liter plastic bottle.
Yeah.
I ain't even concerned about how it looks, but will it get me shat-faced? Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just shit face, but shat face.
Well.
Like Shatner face.
No. Give me shit face.
Yeah. Oh, look, a flashlight.
Oh, flashlight on my crossbow. Help!
I know, like, you know, totally what you need. A flashlight on a crossbow.
Oh, I would. I need to be able to see what I'm shooting at.
That's overrated.
Oh, she's in a kill room.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You think you learned his lesson from the past?
Yeah. If she's in a kill room, she's probably dead already.
Yep. I mean, he did see, you know, Jerry the Vampire and Doshna on her neck.
You didn't save Dora the Explorer or Doris the Stripper.
Yep. nothing says fun like catching arrow, crossbow bolts in midair.
Well, I can think of one thing. Scaring the hell out of David Tennant.
Yeah. Oh, in case you weren't aware, this Frank, this is the real thing. There's no illusions here, magician.
Oh, fuck. You're so bad with the gun.
Yep. I think, how do you miss with a shotgun at, like, point blank? I mean, he's, like, not even trying.
Well, he's scared and drunk.
I guess that would do it.
And maybe slightly aroused.
Yes.
Because, I mean, Jerry the Vampire, slightly sexy.
Alright.
A pebble.
Yep. And much like a droplet of water in the river or the ocean, out come the sharks.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Oh no!
Nothing says fun like the undead crawling out of dirt walls.
Well, I could think of one thing.
What?
You know, taxes, sex.
Minor details.
Watching Imogen Coot strip.
Yeah.
Anything but giving soup.
Well, remember, she doesn't get killed.
She does.
But stick gun.
Oh.
Here's a one kill shot. And then it misfires. Because really, that's one of those things you should really try out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Nothing quite says, I don't want my first time to be with an undead monster who wants to suck my blood, like...
Oh, crazy matrix.
Oh, no.
That's not something I want to see.
Yeah. That's wood killer.
I don't even know if I like earthling sex. And that's just creepy for me. I mean, it's just creepy.
Yeah. Oh, she's all grown.
Ew.
Yes.
I love you, crazy lady.
I need to figure this thing out here, huh?
I'm gonna light myself on fire and give Jerry a hug.
Tell him one way to do it. Oh, look at that. Mobile death beam. Yep. Just think of that in the shadows. I would hate being trapped in this circle of light. Yep, 400 years of survival.
Yep.
Yeah. They may not have, like, the years of survival, but he does not have the, desperate fervor of, that Charlieson has going on for him in this.
Well, of course not. He wants to save Peter and his girlfriend.
Oh, no. pretty much the one thing you should learn here is don't taunt the main characters.
Yep.
Hey, basic sun physics. Oh, hey, by the way, I'm gonna make out with your girlfriend some more. How about that?
Yeah, David, point out the obvious.
Yeah.
That's rough. Really? You think? And that's kind of sexy right there. If you're a bit of a sadomasochist, which I happen to be.
Yeah.
I've decided that you kind of may be like that, yeah.
Biting and being bitten and stuff.
No, biting Colin Farrell on fire.
Ah, well, yeah. Nothing says falling, biting Colin Farrell on fire.
But I just want that. Nobody else, just Colin Farrell.
Fire Marshmallow Man.
You need a hug, Jerry. Jerry needs a hug.
And then the stop, drop, and roll. Doesn't seem to work, so he's gotta cycle through.
Of course not. I think the stop, drop, and roll is the thing that's hugging you but still on fire.
Well, true. That's how you're supposed to get off of being on fire.
Yeah.
And the more they jump to the ceiling, more wood comes down. Burning. Right in the heart.
Oh, good St. Michael's Day. Yay, St. Michael!
Indeed.
You save us all.
Then the final image you see of Jerry the Vampire before he explodes.
Oh, he's sad now.
Yep.
Sad vampire.
Always so epic.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't, I think less people would see these things.
Yeah. Not just to see fine Image and Pooch wake up.
Well, yeah, I mean, really. But I'm sad they couldn't save his friend.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things you can't save everybody.
That is really kind of a death blow right there.
Yeah, it's like Jumanji all over again.
I don't even know where you're going with that. I haven't seen that movie yet.
Don't worry, you're not missing much.
Okay. Yeah.
I can count to 10 Spanish, there's a difference.
Your dog is snoring.
Yeah, she is. She's trying to tell us that it is far too late to be doing this, but she doesn't realize how close it is to the end. You know, the Jerry the Vampire's been killed. Everybody has a happy ending.
David's falling over drugs.
Everybody's back from being vampires.
What a fucked up night.
And then, back to Vegas.
There's Vegas and sex.
She missed it. Some ran out of facts and fun stuff in there. You can tell because there's some lulls and ooh. Again.
I want to go there.
Where Imogen Poos is laying down.
No.
No.
I want No.
Peter Vincent.
No, David Tennant's hotel room. Her. Yes. I want it. Yes. I want to get to that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay, new house.
There goes a new house.
There's actually people buying houses.
New houses.
You promise there's no werewolves at this one?
Yes. Well, it's nice to know that the person coming in is going to look if you're naked. Also nice to know when the celebrity will let you use their apartment for fucking.
Well, you know, he is nice. He's a gracious, gracious Time Lord.
Yeah.
And Scottish in their golf. What the fuck?
Well, he says that's what he won't do. Mini golf and sushi.
Okay. Thank you, David Tennant. I will have your babies.
And yay. Much like the first one, they consummate by banging. And now, oh, there we go. Directed by Craig Gillespie.
He also directed awesome. Lars and the Real Girl, apparently, which made Colin Farrell want to be Jerry in this movie. Yay! And Tom Holland is actually writes vampire books and did the original Fright Night.
Yes.
So woo!
We're going through the credits here.
There you get facts.
Right up here, some nice guys. Three greenies.
And there you go. We're at the end.
Alright, so we're good here.
So we're gonna sign off and say good night.
Wait, we're gonna see who the guy is. Make sure I got the right name here. He's Anton Yelchin.
Okay.
Then we're gonna say good night.
Can't we just.
Well, I gotta settle this. God, you think I get the actor names by now?
Nope. Right, so
some crotch grabbing.
Yeah.
Some dogs.
Some McLovin.
Some undead McLovin. Sounds like necrophilia McLovin. Gross McLovin. Some booze.
Some music.
Hey, music. We're getting down to the end here.
Music.
Supervisors. These are the last things they put up.
Some Doris the Stripper.
Yeah. Casting. Running. Production. Alright, here we go. Craig Gillespie film. Anton Yelchin, this is him. Okay, we're yay!
Yay.
So we do know our names. Hey, Colin Farrell.
Yes.
Alright, yeah, obviously you can just watch this yourself now.
Obviously.
Alright.
Alright, good night!
Good night. Be well. Sleep tight.
Woo.